Hello and welcome to Behind the Business, a podcast where we talk with Hot Springs business owners and managers about their business. Each Monday, we go inside the business to get a unique perspective on the challenges and opportunities businesses face today. My name is Ken Goodman, and we are broadcasting from the Razorback Camper Sales Studios. Thanks for joining us today. All right, well, it's good to be back in the studio today. And man, what an interesting podcast we have coming right now, because we have Andrew Bloodworth here. I combined the two of you, didn't I? James Bloodworth, who had this concept to come up with a board game cafe. Is that how you described it, James?
Yes.
Yeah,
it's a board game cafe.
Yeah.
They are not very common in the U.S., but they're more common in Canada and the U.K.
Yeah, the U.K.
Interesting. Okay.
Yes.
So so not only do we have James Bloodworth, we have Andrew Goble.
Andrew Goble.
And so that's how I mixed them up at the beginning. It's
yes.
But there's two separate fellows here. That's my point is.
Yeah.
And now James, you had this idea to do a board game cafe.
Yes.
What an interesting idea. It's a place where folks can come and play games.
Yes.
Lay out, you got tables, put the games out and just enjoy playing.
Yes.
Yeah. No.
Man, that is Now, how did the idea come to you?
Okay, so I knew I wanted to start a business. I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do, and like playing games and D&D and role-playing games was a passion of mine. I was just thinking, and at the time I was working in the food industry, so I was like, I need to figure out how to combine those two passions and like... You know, just some searching and digging, I found out about board game cafes. I found out there was one close by in Branson, Missouri.
Oh.
And I went down there, and I went a couple times. And I checked it out, saw how it worked, and I was like, I can do this.
Wow. So, yeah, the funny thing is that you're talking about games and food. That was my favorite subjects in school.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Yeah. Lunchtime and then recess.
A-plus.
Okay. All right. So, you cranked one up. How long ago? How long ago did you start? When did you start the business?
So I've been working on it for about 2 months.
Gotcha.
And we just had our opening day Monday.
Oh, yeah. Phenomenal. Yeah. Okay. So this is really recent.
Yes.
Very.
Okay. Now, James, you named it One Shots.
Mm-hmm.
And I was asking James and Andrew about that. One shot means basically everything can be contained. If you want this game style of a open it up, play the game, and then conclude it in one sitting, that's the idea behind the title, the name of your shop, right?
Yes.
One Shots.
Yes.
So what's the full name? One Shots.
One Shots Gaming Tavern.
Yeah.
One Shots Gaming Tavern.
Yep. Yes.
Nice. So I did pull up your website because you list so many games that folks can choose.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Do you have all of these?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
We got a lot and more incoming.
Okay.
Oh, way more.
That is amazing. So many games. Now, earlier you mentioned D&D. Now you and I know what that means, and Andrew.
Yes.
Yes.
But I don't know if anybody else knows on listening to the podcast today.
It's Dungeons & Dragons.
Which is like a role-playing game, but sitting around a board game. You have one guy that's in charge.
Yes.
It's... You'll explain the games. If people come, you can explain it, right?
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So
we can teach you how to play D&D. And I know D&D has become kind of more popular recently with, like, Stranger Things. Like, they're sitting around
the
playing
TV
D&D.
Show.
And I've come across so many people that was interested in D&D but didn't know how to start or didn't know a group.
Yeah. Any new game can be intimidating.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But the way I like... Your website, you're really laid out. You have the know-how. You'll teach. Okay?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Andrew, you how did you meet James?
We actually worked together at Domino's for a while.
Oh, so you had a friendship prior to the, so Andrew, you're there helping, I guess.
Yep.
Keep things rolling.
Definitely. Learning all the games as much as I can.
Yeah, of course.
That's been his
job. Comes in.
Learn the games.
Learn the games.
Yep.
The interesting thing about board games is it can be as simple as Chutes and Ladders, right? Do you have children's games?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we have simple children's games. We have classic games, Monopoly. You know, all those.
Uno Operation, name it.
Oh, man, okay. Operation, huh?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. No, Operation, that's... hey, we got to talk about Operation.
Look, when I was a kid, you know, the guy's laying there on the operating table, and you got that little zapper. Yeah. Why are his eyes open?
That's a very good question.
Is that guy not... out?
No, he's awake.
Well, anesthesia is very expensive.
Oh, of course, anesthesia. Yeah, it's worse than ever.
Yeah.
Okay, you mentioned Monopoly. I did a little research on board games. Did you know Monopoly is in 37 different languages?
Oh,
like this is a popular. That's a popular. And then furthermore, I was doing board games have been around a long time.
Yeah.
So they found stuff in Egyptian tombs. You know. Thousands of years ago. And so this is nothing really super new. The concept, though, of having a place to go instead of just a living room, having a place to go and hang out with friends, mm-hmm. this is what we have with One Shots.
Yes.
Now tell us where it is.
It's at 1880 Airport Road, Suite G in Hot Springs.
That's Suite G for games.
Yes.
Sweet.
Yes.
Sweet G. Okay, 1880. Now, tell us, when we're driving down the airport, what else are we seeing close by as landmarks?
Daily Dish is right next door. Mm-hmm. There's a Walgreens a little further down, and then a Walmart neighborhood market.
Gotcha. Yeah. And what is the website?
It's oneshotshs.com.
Great. Yeah, easy. Oneshotshs for Hot Springs.
Yes.
.com. Oneshotshs.com, so that folks who are listening can say, let me find out more about this.
Tune in to Checked Out, the Garland County Library's new podcast, every Friday for all things library. Being the state's first lending library since 1833, we are your connection point for the information you need, including books, movies, music, and much more. Find out more at gclibrary.com.
Now, when I first moved here, I moved here in 2010, and I heard that bridge was huge. Now, have you guys ever learned how to play bridge?
No.
My grandma was phenomenal at it.
Listen, I tell you what, if you tap that market, I'm telling you, everyone listening today, well, they just lit up because they're like, oh, bridge.
Hey. Yeah.
But that may be something. And they were meeting over by Wellens Meat Market, and they were looking for spots to play. But so you got... so many games,
yes.
You're ready to go, mm-hmm. But now let's talk about the food side. I'm going to go hang out. I'm going to want to snack a little bit. Maybe it's time for supper. What do you got?
It's comfort foods.
Okay.
So, like, hot dogs, sandwiches, corn dogs. We got, what else we got? We got snacks. So
you kind of have Sonic inside
yeah.
your store.
Right.
Nice, okay. And you got cold drinks?
Yes.
Yeah.
We got Coke products.
Okay. Now you're talking my language.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Diet Coke. James, what about the fee? Like, you got to pay bills now.
Yes.
So how are we paying? What are we paying?
Okay, so we have a all-day pass.
Mm-hmm.
It's $8 per person.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have memberships, and we also have group passes.
Nice. So if you're getting together with a group of friends, you hop in the car, you can talk to you about that when you get there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is the daily charge a one time I can come and go, like if I got to run?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, it's all day.
Okay, gotcha,
mm-hmm.
gotcha. And what are your hours?
So we stay open late.
Yeah.
So we open at 11 and we close at 10 on Monday through Thursday. Friday, it's a little bit later. Friday and Saturday, we do 12 to 11.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then Sundays are our close early day. It's 12 to 4.
Gotcha.
But we're there for lunch, so.
Yeah. So now the interesting thing is, in a modern era where video games seem to be at the forefront of everything,
mm-hmm. yeah.
tell us the benefits and the good shiny spots about board games with friends.
Oh man, so there's a lot. So
yeah.
Board games, like you can just sit there with like your whole family and just sit down. There's a whole lot of social aspect to that, more social than I would say for video games.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's...
it's face-to-face, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
video
games, you may have a buddy, but lo and behold, he's in Kansas City
right.
chatting on the headset. Mm-hmm. So board games get us together.
Yes.
Yeah. I feel like it's kind of a different market entirely from like sure. video games to board games. Yeah, you can make comparisons, but it's just a different experience overall.
Yeah.
Much like how people think virtual reality might be the new video games. It's just a different formula for it.
Yeah, good point, Andrew. If folks normally, if they have a pen and paper, let's give a phone number. You want
okay.
to?
Yes. All right. It's 501-418-1364.
Does that sound right to you, Andrew?
Sounds right to me.
Yeah.
It's because folks, the interesting thing about this podcast is we try to, people are learning, you know, no matter what their age is. So every time people are taking out websites or phone numbers and maybe they're considering, maybe that's something I can go try out.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go experience that.
Oh, yeah.
And sure. And so head down Airport Road, mm-hmm. and we're looking for 1880?
Yes.
And are you on the right side as we go down Airport South?
Yeah. When you go down towards Lake Hamilton, it's on the right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. One Shot's Gaming Tavern. Mm-hmm. Is that on the sign?
Yes.
Oh, nice, nice.
Look for a big red 20-sided die.
Oh, 20-sided.
Yeah, it's that one.
Oh, there, I see. It's on your hat, James' yep. hat right there. By the way, do you sell merchandise?
Yes. Well, yeah, we do, and we're going to have more.
Okay.
But yes.
I like the fact that you guys, you're right here in Hot Springs. You're from Hot Springs.
Yep.
Yes.
Andrew grew up here, went through Mountain Pine Schools. James, you grew up here, did a little bit of time in Mena, but over at Lakeside. Folks, these are Hot Springs guys, not just Arkansas guys. These are Hot Springs fellas trying to do something they're passionate about. And kudos, right? Kudos to you.
Thank
so,
you.
man, we hope you much success. You just opened, you said.
Yeah. Yes.
And so let's support some of our local friends right here. Going down to One Shot's Gaming Tavern. You don't even have to know what game you're going to go play, right?
Right.
You yeah. can go and, Andrew, you got kind of an inventory ready for everyone to look at, what, right?
Oh, man. I mean, you've written down all the games that we have currently. I mean, I just list goes on and on.
Yeah, it really does. Again, the website is fun to look at. So, because, I noticed on the list of games, there's like some I would know how to play right now. There's some I'd have to learn to play. Mm-hmm. And there's probably some that folks haven't discovered yet that will become their favorite game.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you guys have a favorite game?
Yeah.
Currently.
What's your go-to, Andrew?
Right now, the first thing I introduce people is this game called King of Tokyo. It's this fun little, quick and easy, King of the Hill kind of style game where you play as this Godzilla-esque monster trying to fight other monsters.
And lo and behold, we're back in Tokyo for that.
Yes.
James, what's yours go-to?
It's a Dungeon Party. It's actually a drinking game.
What? Oh. Now you bring up a whole new thing. Is this something that can folks do that in One Shot?
So we are seeing about BYOB.
But, I gotcha.
I'm waiting on the license to lick the liquor license, but it's something I'm looking for in the future.
I see.
Yes.
Well, my favorite game is really the mealtime. So you say your cafe is ready to go though at any time.
Oh yes.
Yeah. Right on. So 1880 Airport Road, head on down to see the guys. But look at the website, oneshotshs.com. Is there anything else you want folks to know about the business?
No, just...
come try it out, right?
Yeah, try it out. We have events every week. And Friday nights are kind of our party nights. We have trivia and karaoke there. So.
What?
Yep. Yeah.
Man,
yeah.
You guys are really making it a fun thing. another neat piece of the entertainment pie... here in Hot Springs.
Yes.
I got to come down, and I hope everybody else listening to the podcast will as well. It has been great to have James Bloodworth and your right-hand man, I guess.
Yes.
Andrew Goebel. So, hey, you guys, thanks for coming by the studio today. Looking forward to hearing a lot more from One Shot's Gaming Tavern.
Thank you.
All right, yeah. Thank you, man.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of Behind the Business. New episodes released each Monday from the Razorback Camper Sales Studios. I'm Ken Goodman. Thanks for listening.